also like to thank Saudi Bin Laden Group for the copyright permission. And here is the documentary, Development of Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
And the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, prayed, O Lord, behold, I have made some of my offspring to settle in an uncultivatable valley near to thy holy house. Our Lord, let them perform the prayer and make hearts of men yearn towards them and provide them with fruits, happily that they may be thankful.
Such was the inception of the Mother of Villages, founded by our master Abraham, peace be upon him, in a desolate and isolated hollow encompassed by stony hills, when he settled Our Lady Hajar and her son Ismail, peace be upon them, and built the ancient house by the command of Allah. And he turned in prayer towards his most powerful creator, heart filled with certainty and faith, and beseeched his Lord to make this lifeless desert a place to which the hearts of men yearn, and a focus of devotion. When the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, conquered Mecca and purified his sanctuary, the holy mosque comprised an open circular plaza at the center of the city, no larger than 2,000 square meters. In 17 Hijriah, after flash floods had damaged the holy mosque, the Caliph Omar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be well pleased with him, repaired the damage and enclosed the courtyard, extending the area by 500 square meters. His successor, Osman ibn Affan, may Allah be well pleased with him, made a further extension in 26 Hijriah, estimated at 1,700 square meters. The Holy Mosque enclosure was once again enlarged in 65 Hijriah by Abdullah ibn Az-Zubayr, may Allah be well pleased with him, increasing the area by 3,300 square meters. In 137 Hijriah, 5,300 square meters were added by Abu Ja'far al-Mansur. The successive extensions of Muhammad al-Mahdi increased the area of the Holy Mosque by 15,000 square meters. And when Dara Nadwa was encompassed in the Holy Mosque by Al-Mu'tadid al-Abbasi, another 1,300 square meters were added to the structure. Finally, in 306 Hijriah, Al-Muqtadir al-Abbasi added a 950 square meter entryway to the Holy Mosque, increasing its total area to 30,200 square meters, the size and layout which was to be maintained for a millennium. It was not until the noble reign of His Majesty King Abdul Aziz Al Saud, may Allah have mercy upon him, that a new extension was contemplated, the first in 1,000 years. The dedication of His Majesty the King to the cause of Islam and the welfare of Muslims was deepened by a prescient understanding that the future would bring an influx of worshippers to the Holy Mosque and inexorably change the ancient city of Mecca al-Mukarrama. Posthumously built, the King Abdulaziz extension was to transform the Holy Mosque and the surrounding city, beginning on the 4th of Rabi'a Thani 1375 with the development of the Masjid. This sacred tract, following the path of Our Lady Hajar between Mount Safa and Mount Marwa, had always been set apart from the Holy Mosque and was absorbed into the city itself. worshippers fulfilled their sacred rites out in the open and under partial makeshift shading, exposed to the heat, dust, and distractions of the marketplace. Thus, the first phase of the project was to enclose the mazar and incorporate it into the Holy Mosque complex. The mazar was but the first stage in an extension that was designed as a series of concentric octagons radiating from the remains of the existing structure to expand the area of the Holy Mosque from 30,200 to 152,000 square meters. Construction of the Holy Mosque extension continued for over 20 years. Surrounding districts of the old traditional city were demolished to make way for the landmark construction. While the Mataf was cleared of the old pavilions, including that over the well of Zamzam, which was relocated beneath the Mataf. The removal of these structures expanded its capacity from 3,500 worshippers per hour to nearly 30,000. When the immense structure was finally completed in 1396 Hijriah, 300,000 worshippers could complete their sacred rituals in comfort and with full concentration. But the first Saudi extension coincided with momentous changes in Saudi Arabia and the Muslim world, which brought unforeseen numbers of worshippers to Mecca, placing further strains upon the Holy Mosque and the surrounding city. To cope with these changes, an ongoing program of improvements to the Holy Mosque was undertaken by the kingdom's government, including the replacement of the Mataf paving with pure white Thassos marble. This marble possesses special properties which keep it cool to the feet under the most intense heat. In 1406 Hijriah, the custodian of the two holy mosques, King Fahd ibn Abdul Aziz Al Saud, may Allah preserve him, ordered the development of the roof of the first Saudi extension to accommodate a further 84,000 worshippers. The custodian of the two holy mosques also ordered the construction of 5 escalator annexes arranged around the perimeters of the Holy Mosque. These structures, each covering an area of 375 square meters, are designed to supplement ordinary stairways during crowded periods, and most especially to transport the elderly and infirm to and from the first floor and roof areas. Each set of stainless steel escalators, ornamented by etched traditional arabesque patterns, can move 15,000 persons per hour. All these changes, subsequent to the first Saudi extension, increased the capacity of the Holy Mosque to accommodate 400,000 worshippers. Yet the advent of modern commercial transport and the sudden rising affluence of the Muslim world combined to bring numbers of pilgrims to Mecca al-Mukarramah that outstripped the most progressive planning. So, on the 2nd of Safar, 1409 Hijriah, the foundation stone for a project designed to extend the Holy Mosque, more than doubling its capacity, was laid by its patron, the custodian of the two holy mosques. May Allah preserve him, for the sake of many future generations of believers, in service of Allah and Islam. The extension of the custodian of the two holy mosques would increase the prayer area of the Holy Mosque by 76,000 square meters, including basement, ground and first floors and the roof, to accommodate an additional 170,000 worshippers. At the same time, a piazza extending from Al-Masa was to be constructed, followed by a continuous piazza surrounding the remainder of the mosque, covering a combined area of 86,800 square meters and increasing the capacity of the Holy Mosque complex from 300,000 to 700,000 worshippers. Several years prior to construction, the old souk saria adjacent to the mosque had been demolished and cleared to make way for the new extension. In 1409 Hijriya, this space was to become a massive building site. Deep excavation was carried out to accommodate a two-level basement area extending beneath the entire extension to house auxiliary prayer space and utilities and services for the mosque. Over the same period, other areas around the Holy Mosque were being demolished to make way for the piazzas and other developments. Many aging traditional khams and houses were razed and cleared to make way for the Masa Piazza. The location of the Holy Mosque at the very center of Makkah meant that vital services and utilities for both the municipality and the mosque had to cut directly through all areas under construction. At the outset, a major utility and service artery cut through the main extension site and had to be left in place during excavation. These existing utilities had been laid out as needed over a period of many years without a unified plan, forming a jungle of cables, conduits, and pipes crisscrossing the site. Many services were diverted, while an integrated sequence of utilities culverts was excavated to form a single consolidated grid. The process of upgrading the surrounding utilities into a unified system under the pressure of a short deadline constituted a major engineering challenge for the builders. So many box culverts had to cross beneath the Masa Piazza that a triangular open-plan basement was constructed to accommodate them and to facilitate maintenance and repairs. This basement was also to house equipment for the air conditioning system which would service the Masa. These culverts were to contain various services and utilities, from sewage and water pipes to high-tension cables and telephone lines, serving both the Holy Mosque and surrounding municipal districts. Sudden seasonal rainstorms have perennially afflicted Makkah with devastating desert floods, which rush to the bottom of the valley where the Holy Mosque is located. These waters would flood the Holy Mosque and wreak havoc in the surrounding city. The installation of an extensive stormwater drainage network has made these floods a thing of the past. This network was further developed during the present extension by three new storm drainage systems. One extends from Al-Hejoun along Masjid Al-Haram Street, crossing beneath the Masaa Piazza. Another system channels water from Shamia and Shubaika away from the new King Fahad Gate. The third system extends 1,175 meters from Al-Adl Square to Hejoun, passing through a 560-meter tunnel to the northwest of the Holy Mosque. During the excavation of the extension site, groundwater tests were carried out to prepare the way for the foundation work. This demanded dewatering operations and a major alteration in the foundation design to accommodate the consequent load redistribution. The new extension was set upon a sequence of 1 meter thick continuous reinforced slabs called raft foundations, as well as isolated footings. These foundations are strong enough to support an additional throw if needed in the future, and to protect the structure against any seismic activity. Waterproof membrane was laid across the cast foundations to seal the substructure against rising moisture. ...492 steel reinforced concrete support piers were wedded to the structural foundations. These piers extend up through the basement levels, forming the configuration of round and square supporting columns ranged throughout the ground and first floors. From this subterranean base, the Holy Mosque extension was to rise. Builders faced two unusual challenges. To begin with, a pedestrian passageway between the extension and the existing structure had to be kept open throughout the construction to allow worshippers access to the mosque. And lack of space on the site itself demanded that materials be stored and prepared away from the site at a storage yard and concrete mixing plant in Kudeh. It was here that over 300,000 cubic meters of concrete used in the construction were mixed. The concrete had to be carried from Kudeh through the Ajyad tunnel to the center of Mecca and the site itself. The custodian of the two holy mosques took personal interest in each stage of planning and construction, making regular inspection tours of the site, at which time he was apprised of progress. This was a building designed to last for many generations, and construction specifications were uniquely stringent. The building materials used, like the 45,000 tons of reinforcement steel that went into the structure, had to be of the highest standard. Strict quality controls were observed, and constant testing was carried out. Artificial stone elements act as permanent formwork rather than cladding, and are integrated to the superstructure, strengthening it while imbuing the interiors with an abiding beauty. This traditional material was crafted at a factory on the outskirts of Makkah, specially constructed for the project. Underground infrastructure concealed, the Masar Piazza was surrounded by an ornamental wrought iron fence with entry gates. Surrounding walkways were paved with granite flooring, while the piazza itself was tiled with the same cool white Thassos marble used in the mataf and roof areas. This large open space serves many purposes, as a passageway to and from the Holy Mosque, as a congregational rest area for sitting and socializing, and as an annex to the Holy Mosque for worshippers to gather for prayer and the remembrance of Allah. Multi-level ablution complex was built adjacent to the piazza to provide worshippers with hygienic and commodious purification facilities. This complex contains 1,440 toilets, 1,091 ablution units, and 162 drinking fountains. These facilities are outfitted to the highest standards, with fixtures able to withstand constant use by millions of worshippers. By the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1411 Hijriya, the entire Masar Piazza area was finished and filled with believers, absorbed in the supererogatory prayers of Taraweeh and Tahajjud, standing, bowing, and prostrating into the depths of the effulgent nights, facing the ancient house at the very heart of Islam. Rising as the ground floor approached completion. Preparations for the first floor were well underway. The next phase of the project had already been activated. Fatma, on the outskirts of Makkah. Here is an abundant source of indigenous marble, which provided the first Saudi extension with its distinctive exterior cladding. For the present project, it was necessary for stone cutters to quarry much deeper into the earth to supply the richly textured marble needed to match the existing facades. Massive blocks taken from the Wadi Fatma quarries were transported some 50 kilometers to the outskirts of Jeddah to be fashioned at the Saudi Marble and Granite Factory, the largest and most advanced facility of its kind in the Middle East. Here, the marble was slabbed, cut, and polished to bring out its natural variegated patterning. In Makkah, the finished cladding panels were installed on the facades of the Holy Mosque extension. Above the new King Fahd Gate are two new 89-meter minarets, identical to the seven minarets of the existing mosque. ...82,000 square meters of the finest Carrara marble were laid throughout the interiors of the Holy Mosque extension in a concentric pattern conforming to the direction of prayer. Carrara marble was also used to clad the mosque's square and round support columns. White Thassos marble covers the vast roof area of the new extension, which can accommodate 40,000 worshippers. Its centerpiece, three massive domes, each 15 meters in diameter and 13 meters high. To enhance the reliability of the main electrical supply system at all times, including emergencies, a new fail-safe system has been installed. In the event of a power failure in the Holy Mosque from the main electrical grid, essential electricity will be instantly supplied by a series of battery-operated, uninterrupted power supply units at various locations around the Holy Mosque. These units provide interim electrical power for the operation of the escalators, sound system, and fire alarms, as well as basic lighting, until the newly expanded standby power plant in Kudai starts up. The power from this 32 megawatt facility is totally dedicated to the Holy Mosque, so that all essential services never cease operation. Two additional escalator annexes form part of the new extension. The blazing desert heat of Mecca has always had to be endured by pilgrims and visitors to the House of Allah. Therefore, the custodian of the two holy mosques decreed that the holy mosque was to be outfitted with an air conditioning system which would cool the new extension. This system is located in a six-story structure set along Ajiad Street called the Central Station. The Central Station contains a sophisticated cooling system which will eventually include 104 chiller units with a cooling capacity of nearly 38,500 tons pumped through insulated pipes to the Holy Mosque. Because it's located in a residential district, the structure is equipped with massive soundproofing, which reduces the noise to acceptable levels. Chilled water is transported to the Holy Mosque through an underground service tunnel 450 meters long, containing pipes over 1 meter in diameter, which carry chilled water to the mosque and return with used water for re-chilling. These pipes enter the mosque extension through the sub-basement. The water is then pumped through secondary pipes up to air handling units located on the upper basement level. These air handling units were custom designed in a reduced size and are fitted with sound and moisture eliminators. Most remarkable of all is the unit's capacity to pump chilled air through the ducting network at an increased pressure in order to push out the hot air entering the mosque through the open arcades surrounding the mataf. Set into the square column capitals, while used air is sucked out of the mosque through vents in the round column bases. The exquisite decorative blind arch skirting, which adorns the interior walls of the Holy Mosque extension, was handcrafted in Italian workshops and fashioned by state-of-the-art stone-cutting equipment like the computerized FlowJet water cutter. Meticulous craftsmanship and advanced technology produced the elements for these fine traditional Islamic designs, which form a composition which invests the mosque with a graceful simplicity. Even the basement prayer areas have been beautified with marble cladding and molded gypsum cornices, which were cast on site. Ceramicists handmade the tiles which composed intricate traditional Islamic patterns. The tiles produced here formed splendid blind lancet arches which adorned the interiors of the King Fahad entrance. The massive cast brass and crystal chandeliers, also derived from an Islamic style, were suspended throughout the mosque. Scaffolding was erected to reach the three domes which dominate the King Fahad extension. Skilled craftsmen could then gold leaf the dome interiors. Thank you. Stones were set upon artificial stone pendentives and drums, delineated by ornamental bands and perforated with rounded casement windows, inset with geometric wooden star arabesques. The outer perimeters of the first Saudi extension were opened up to be integrated to the new extension. The connection between the new and the old was accomplished with a seamless grace. By replicating the patterns and materials of the existing mosque, the unification of the two structures was virtually invisible. To relieve traffic congestion outside the mosque extension, the custodian of the two holy mosques ordered the construction of an underpass covered by a piazza, allowing worshippers to pass to and from the holy mosque easily and safely. This entailed excavation and construction extending 900 meters through Souq Sahria from the Shubaika flyover on the western side of the mosque to Ajyad Street on the eastern side. Along the underpass, which is spanned by temporary pedestrian bridges, will be utility rooms and administrative offices, as well as a large two-level ablution complex, accessible by stairs and double escalators, containing 690 toilets, 449 ablution units, and 114 drinking fountains. The underpass will be covered for 600 meters, so that the flow of traffic past the Holy Mosque will be unobtrusive, and pedestrian passage to and from the prayer will be eased. In fact, a marble piazza will sweep from the Holy Mosque across the underpass, providing additional prayer space and a spacious public area for the benefit of worshippers. And the interest of worshippers remained a priority throughout the duration of construction. The Holy Mosque remained open and accessible 24 hours a day without disruption. Of all the many engineering challenges this project presented, this proved the most difficult and rewarding. Pedestrian passages were arranged to cross through the site itself, over temporary bridges, so that worshippers could visit the house of Allah and glorify the Creator with ease and comfort. It is for the Ummah that the custodian of the two holy mosques has made this magnificent contribution to the architectural legacy of the Holy Mosque, so that believers may worship the Lord beside his house in an atmosphere of majesty and beauty.
O men, bow you down and prostrate yourselves, and serve your Lord and do good. Haply you shall prosper and struggle for Allah as is his due, for he has chosen you and has laid on you no impediment in your religion, being the creed of your father Abraham. He named you Muslims aforetime and in this, that you might be witnesses against mankind. So perform the prayer and pay the alms and hold you fast to Allah. He is your protector, an excellent protector, an excellent helper. Every man has his direction to which he turns, so be you forward in good works. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you all together. Surely Allah is powerful over everything. From whatsoever place thou issuest, turn thy face towards the holy mosque. It is the truth from thy Lord. Allah is not heedless of the things you do. The first house established for the people was at Baqa, a place holy and a guidance to all beings. Therein are signs, the station of Abraham, and whosoever enters it is in security.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نعم أيها الإخوة، هذه الوجوه المسلمة التي نراها في جنبات المسجد الحرام إنما تعبر بصدق عن صفاء السريرة وحسن النية والطوية، فكلهم إخوة في الله متحابين في الله، تجمعهم كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. لا فرق بينهم، سواء كانوا من المشرق أو المغرب، من الشمال أو الجنوب، فجميعهم إخوة يجمعهم الإسلام برابطته القوية. إنما المؤمنون إخوة. نعم أيها الإخوة، هذه أفواجهم وهي تقوم بأداء مناسك العمرة، وهي الآن نراها في الصفا، نراها تسعى، ونراها تطوف بالبيت العتيق، ونراها في كل شبر من هذا المكان الطاهر. كلها عبادة، كلها اتصال بالله. نعم، فالمؤمن هنا لا يشغله شاغل عن ذكر الله وعبادته، يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم، شيبا وشبابا، رجالا ونساء وأطفالا. نعم أيها الإخوة، كتاب الله بين أيديهم، يتلونه ويتدبرون معانيه، فهذا هو شهر القرآن. فما أجدر المسلمين، ما أجدرهم أن يتذاكروا هذا القرآن وأن يفهموا معانيه ليعملوا على تطبيقها في حياتهم وسلوكهم وتصرفاتهم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أعطيت أمتي في شهر رمضان خمسا لم يعطهن نبي قبلي، أما الأولى فإنه إذا كان أول ليلة فيه نظر الله إليهم، ومن نظر الله إليه لم يعذبه أبدا، وأما الثانية فإن الملائكة تستغفر لهم كل يوم وليلة، وأما الثالثة فإن الله يأمر جنته يقول لها: تزيني لعباد الصائمين، يوشك أن يستريحوا من تعب الدنيا إلى داري وكرامتي.
I hope you enjoyed this beautiful documentary about Mecca. This documentary was a joint presentation of
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول